Well, there's a wonderful nonprofit located in the Northwest Michigan community of Sutton's Bay. And for the last 28 years, it's been very quietly and very effectively committed to Great Lakes protection through hands-on educational experiences for people of all ages. It's the Inland Seas Education Association. And there's some very good recent news to share. With me is Fred Sitkins, the Executive Director, Inland Seas Education Association. Fred, great having you on the program.
Thanks, Kirk. Love being here.
Let's start with an overview of the mission and objectives of Inland Seas.
Yeah, Inland Seas is a relatively unique organization. Our mission is inspiring Great Lakes curiosity, stewardship, and passion. And what that means ultimately is we have offer a wide variety of programming, all intended to accomplish a couple of things. First is we want folks to care about these lakes. So we provide engaging experiences that have everybody have a positive experience with these lakes. We believe in the old Jacques Cousteau model that people protect what they love. So we work hard to have folks fall in love with these resources so that they care for them long into the future. The other part of our work involves inspiring that next generation of folks that are going to do the hard work of protecting these lakes. So we work hard to inspire young people to consider careers in those STEM fields, in science, technology, engineering, math, because we know that they're going to be the ones that are going to solve the bigger issues that our lakes are going to face in the future.
Well, now that we're into May and the weather's warming up just a little bit, you must be about ready to get some folks out on the on West Bay and points north.
We are. We've been working really hard over these last few weeks, and we're going to be welcoming our first school groups aboard our schooners next week. So we have school groups all from around the state of Michigan, about 120 different classrooms that we work with a year on our schooner in Sutton's Bay and on the schooner Manitou in Traverse City. These are half-day experiences where students have the opportunity to get up close and personal and learn about all different areas of the lakes. We research the bottom of the lake. They get have the opportunity to see what that benthos is all about and what's living down there in the bottom of the lakes. We catch fish. We catch plankton and then get to look at them under a digital microscope on board the ship. They do pH testing on the water and have a great time learning how to sail a traditional schooner.
Before we get into some of the new announcements, one of many educational initiatives that you've launched, and you mentioned several, but your commitment to special needs students and getting them out on the water.
Yeah, you know, we want to work with one of the things that we enjoy more than anything is providing that that first time or that unique experience on the water. And oftentimes special needs students fall into that category of not having the opportunity to experience the lakes the way we do. So we work really hard to make sure we can provide that experience for anybody. And so we oftentimes recruit schools from servicing students with disabilities. We have programs where we work with all blind students, for example, or all autistic students, students that are wheelchair-bound. I think our volunteers are unique. They love what they do, and when we have the opportunity to provide an experience for somebody who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity, those are pretty powerful experiences and keep us all invigorated and keep our volunteers happy and wanting to come back.
Fred, when these school groups come out and the kids are, I know, of all ages and their teachers and what have you, do they have a sense of before they come of the importance of the larger ecosystem picture? Or are they just sort of looking at this as a, you know, day of science out on the water? Or do you get different perspectives?
You know, we really do get a broad range of experience or perspectives and experiences. Some schools have been coming with us literally for 25 years. And so those teachers do a really nice job of preparing their students for the experience. And I think oftentimes have that larger perspective. But sometimes, you know, teachers think that this looks like an enjoyable experience and they come out for the first time and their eyes are open to the entire ecosystem. And that's something that we work really hard to do is connect students to this resource, connect wherever they live in the state, that they are, help them to understand that they are connected to this resource.
My guest is Fred Sitkins. He's the executive director of the Inland Seas Education Association based in Sutton's Bay, Michigan. Fred, you are expanding your facilities, which includes a research component. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. We've We're going to be, we have a really nice large facility here in Suttons Bay, but one of the things that we don't have the capacity to do is host students overnight if they're more than what we can sleep on the boat. So we have a facility that we're going to renovate to accommodate dorm space so that we can service whole classrooms of students overnight here at a real inexpensive rate. So we have a lot of schools that come from downstate Michigan, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Flint areas, and that's a real burden for them to be able to try to have an experience like this in one day. So now we have an opportunity to sleep their whole class at our facility. And then the other exciting part is we're converting the space into a biological station so that we have the opportunity to host interested professors or college students working on a research project. We have direct access to the lake, boats to get out on the lake. I think we have a lot to offer folks that want to do some research on the lake. So we'll be able to have housing for school groups, any group that wants to come in the summer, and then we have some separate dorm space for individual folks like the professors and students that we mentioned.
That's wonderful news. And then you also have had a fairly recent donation, which will expand your flotilla. And you mentioned the schooner. It'll complement your 77-foot schooner, the Inland Seas. Tell us about the donation that has a bit of history to it.
Yeah, we were the fortunate recipients of a donation of the schooner Utopia. It's also a 77-foot schooner, actually almost identical in size to our schooner, the Inland Seas. And this is a really unique boat. It was built in 1946 by a famous ship designer and shipyard in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. His name was Fred Peterson, and it was Peterson Boat Works. They were famous for building military craft. They built a lot of personnel carriers and minesweepers and things of that nature. And Fred, in their kind of booming time, wanted to prove the value of their company. So he built his own private vessel, this schooner Utopia, and with the intention of sailing around the world. And he did that twice before that was a common thing for people to do. In the early 50s, the schooner Utopia took a couple of trips around the world and spent the rest of its life in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And the family now was looking to carry on their longstanding history of caring for the lakes and for youth. And they thought Inland Seas was a perfect organization, seeing as those were our primary focuses.
Well, I mean, two great things. Now, I think it's important for our listeners to know that you folks, I mean, these initiatives don't come without a price tag, and you rely on donations heavily and volunteers to make sure you can do these sorts of things.
That's right. We wouldn't be able to provide these experiences without that. You know, the schools that we work with, the biggest hurdle, obviously, is the financial burden of trying to get them here. And we supply full scholarships or basically pay the full experience for students to have this opportunity. For over 60% of the schools that come to us don't pay a penny to do that. And that all comes from the generous support of our donors or foundations that support the organization. And then the other thing is that we work with about 200 volunteers. We train them extensively so that they're able to make sure that students have nice small group hands-on experiences. So we, takes that many people to make this happen. And we wouldn't be able to provide this experience without that volunteer support.
Well, Fred, it's the Inland Seas Education Association. The website is pretty easy. It's schoolship.org, schoolship, all one word, .org. And, I get up to Suttons Bay myself from time to time, and I love to stop by. And you were gracious enough to give me a little bit of a tour the last time and show me some of the schematics. So the very best of luck to you and your team as you move forward. You get into the new season and with all these exciting new initiatives.
Thank you very much, Kirk. Really appreciate it.
Again, my guest is Fred Sitkins. He is the executive director of the Inland Seas Education Association, and that website is schoolship.org. Fred, a pleasure having you on the program.
You bet. Thanks.